The interesting thing about Das, who's 69, and Jason, who's 33, is that while each grew up literally worlds and ages apart, they have much in common. Both began dancing at an early age. Both were influenced by their parents. Chitresh Das was a child dance prodigy, trained from the age of 9 by a gifted guru. It was his destiny to perform.
Well, my parents, they were both dancers. They had the oldest school in Calcutta. The school was named Nitya Bharati, means all dances of India. So they had music classes, vocal, instrument, sitar, sarod, and percussion, and fine arts and performing arts. And then I was raised in that environment.
Jason lived his early life in New York's Hell's Kitchen, an area well named at that time for its tough, mean streets. But he, too, had a remarkable family.
My mother, who is a great teacher and choreographer and performer in her own right, her name is Sue Samuels, she would teach classes every day to support me and my sister. I was in this environment pretty much my whole life, waiting for her after school to finish her dance classes. And eventually I got interested in taking class. My sister started taking, who's a little bit older than me. And tap dance really just spoke to me because it was the perfect combination of dancing and music.
Das, having seen early American movies that featured great dancers, always wanted to perform with a tap dancer. He was almost 60 before he got the chance to fulfill that wish.
Then my golden opportunity came in the American Dance Festival. Jason came with his long, matted hair, Bob Marley hair. He just got his award. My wife, Celine, said, he's the next best thing. I said, oh, really? Okay, let's do something. And this is the time. Then he was just practicing on the hallway, and he started practicing. And from nowhere, on a polished cement floor, I started making sounds. He turned around. He said, man, what are you doing with your bare feet?
Yeah.
And that's how we started.
Jason's recollection of that meeting is of a conversation with no words.
Like he was saying, when we first met, literally our first conversations were jamming backstage at this show. And we didn't even actually have an opportunity to perform together. But, we found common ground. We figured there's a lot of things musically and dance-wise that we share. And how can we explore those elements?
Soon, Das and Jason were performing together, working up and down the West Coast where both lived at the time, each teaching the other about their dance skills.
We just have these exchanges where he would educate me about classical Indian structure in terms of the music and the dance, and then I would teach him about jazz and hip-hop. And it's different every time because we improvise every show.
With two sets of musicians on stage, Das is with sita, tabla, and harmonium, and Jason's with piano, bass, and drums, the two dance colleagues take their skills to new heights.
Ultimately, in our collaboration, we just go on dancing. In the end, last 10 minutes or 15 minutes, we don't think of anything. We just dance with particular rhythm in our ears, and we just dance and dance and dance. We don't think of age, race, people, color, anything.
For more information about the India Jazz Suite's performances this weekend, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.